sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for my very beloved friend, Rabbi Yochanan Meir ben Chaya Rachel, B'chol b'nei Beiso. They should all have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Ben Lo Shri. Of the great tzaddik from Ranana, Rav Yitzchak Cohen Haberman. And it's a great school to learn this Sefer. He says if you're mavritz his Torah, if you can spread his Torah, he will pray for you by the Kisei HaKavod. So he's right there, so it's definitely kedai to have him as your lawyer, speaking up for you, making sure you get the best things from the Shofet Kol HaAretz, from the judge of the earth. So this is gevaldik that we're zochet to learn this Torah. We try to do at least one shiur a week. So we'll begin Parashas Vayigash, the second shtickle. The first shtickle is sod, a secret. So I can't learn with you, because if I tell you what it says, then it won't be a secret anymore. So it says in the second shtickle, Vayigash elav Yehuda, and Judah approaches Yosef. Vayomer bi Adoni, Yidabra na abdecha v'davra bozne Adoni. He says, my master, let your servant speak in the ears of the ears of my master. And Vayichar Abcha Bavdecha, don't get angry at me. Yesh Levar. We can explain this based on what the Rav HaKodesh says in Sefer Imre Elimelech, that a Jewish person has to ask mercy from Hashem, that it should come to Am Yisrael from the Otzer Matnas Chinam, from Hashem's storehouse of free gifts. However, free gifts can go to anybody, and we want that Klal Yisrael should get it. So therefore, that's what that's what this pasuk is merames to. They were asking that Am Yisrael should get Hashem's matnas chinam. Vayigash elav Yehuda. Yehuda approaches him, and that a person has to approach Hashem and see how chaser he is. As Yehuda, when he approached Yosef, and he realized how chaser he is, and how low he is, and how lacking he is. So that's the first thing you have to do. Hagasha Chazal tells us is tefillah. This approaching is tefillah. And then Vayter, it says further, Vachach Vayomer Bi Adoni. He says, what does it mean, Bi Adoni? Literally, I am the master. Afterwards, you should look at how special you are, that your neshama is a chelek aloka mimal, that your soul is part of God. Bi Adoni. It's greater even than angels. And then, through that, Yedaber na avdecha. Avdecha is a composition of two words. Av kad. What's av? Av is gematria 72. 72 we know is the gematria of Chesed, and then Kad is gematria 24. It says in the Zohar Kadosh, in the third volume on page 136b, that the Beis Din Shel Maila, the heavenly court, has 24 courts. So Av Kad, Chesed is the Av, and the Kad is the 24 Batei Dinim that are mitzamtzem judges. They contract the Chesed, so it doesn't go everywhere. In the ears of my master, it should go into both ears. The right ear, right always symbolizes chesed, loving kindness. And small, the left ear, which is gevura, which is tzimtzum, which is contraction. So we need both. We want the chesed from Hashem, but we don't want it to go everywhere. We don't want it to get to the wrong people. There should be no anger. You shouldn't be angry at any Jewish person. Amen. Kain yehi. Ratzon, beautiful. Set third shtickle in the parasha, Vayigash elav Yehuda, that Yehuda approaches him. Tumble call him a far parish al Yosef. Who did he approach? Yehuda approaches Yosef, as we know. But Tumble call him a farshim. Halo basofa parasha gedemus hitzdik alav esadin. At the end of the parasha, he said to Yosef, hey, you're right. So what's now he coming with a new taina? Says second to last pasuk, V'yomer Yehuda, Manu Mar Ladoni, Manu Daber, Manu Tzadok. How can we justify ourselves? Elokim Matza Savon Avadecha, Inenu Avadim Ladoni, Gam Anachnu Gam Asher Nimtza Gavia B'Yado. So we have sinned, and we should be servants, us and also the one in whose bag you found the gavia, the goblet. So there is matzdik the din. And now Yehuda is coming and he's arguing with him again. What's going on over here? Vishlomar, Al Pi Mashakasu Svarim Akadoshim. We can explain based on what the holy books say. Look in the Noam Elimelech and Parshas Bamidbar and the Baal Shem Tov Al Torah in Parshas Vayishlach Dimrotim Lahamti Kadinim, that if you want to sweeten the strict judgments, Sichem Betakein Tchila Hapagam Beolam Shana Nefesh. You have to fix the blemish on three different planes, three different spheres. One sphere is Olam, the world, that's the realm of space. Shana, that's year, that's time, the realm of time. And Nefesh is the soul, is the realm of the person. So we see this a lot in Kabbalistic Sfar. Olam Shana Nefesh. Vahar Sinai Kulo Ashan, the Pasuk says. It was smoking, meaning that the Kedusha is revealed in Olam Shana Nefesh, Rashi Tevas Ashan. That in the realm of space, time, and the human being. Sha'al Yadam Nitgabru V'nit'oriru Hadinim. Through them, the dinim were misgaber and misorer through Olam Shana and Nefesh. There was a hisgabrus and hisorus of dinim. There was an arousal of strict judgments. And then Vaz Yecholim Lagesh Islam Tokas Hadin. And we know that there's a notion in Kabbalah of strict judgments in the world. And then you do Hamtaka, you sweeten the judgments. That's the idea that on Rosh Hashanah, first you dip the bread in salt. Salt is dinim. And then in honey, honey is sweet. Hamtakat Hadinim, Hamtakas Hadinim. The sweetening of the judgments. So that's what we have to do. Through Olam Shana Nefesh, there was a strengthening of din, Saurus Adin, and then we have to go now and be mamtik the dinim. We have to sweeten the judgments. V'zeh shekiven Yehuda ba'agashizu sheneskarev Yehuda liYosef. And that's what Yehuda wanted to do in this approach, that Yehuda came close to Yosef. Ki Yehuda Yosef gematria makom. Yehuda and Yosef together are the gematria of makom. B'chinas tikun olam. First, Yehuda is fixing the world. Yidaber na'avdecha. Let your servant speak. That's tikun ha'nefesh. That's fixing human being, this human soul. Because the human soul speaks. Koach ha'dibur. Nefesh chaya, living soul, onkelus. Genesis 2:7. Ruach memalala. A living spirit. A talking spirit. So that's b'tikun b'chinas nefesh. So we have Yehuda Yosef is b'chinas makom. That's fixing the perspective of the place, because Yehuda and Yosef are gematria makom. How does he think of these things? And yedaber na'avdecha ba'aznei Adoni, yedaber na'avdecha, speech is tikun ha'nefesh, because a person speaks with his soul, and nefesh chai is a ruach mala, a speaking spirit. And ozen is b'mispar katan gematria echad. Ozen is b'gematria 58. Aleph is 1. Zion is 7. That's 8. Nun is 50. 58. And that's b'mispar katan. In other words, what's 58? What's 5 plus 8? That's the mispar katan. 5 plus 8, according to my second grade mathematics teacher, is 13. And 13 is gematria echad. Ukemokain shana. And so too, year is bemispar katan echad. So you have the ozen, which is bemispar katan gematria echad, and shana. What's the gematria of shana? Shin is 300. Nun is 50, that's 350. Hey is 5, 355. What's 3 plus 5 plus 5? It's 13. It was 5 is 8, plus 5 is 13. Right, so what do we have over here? We have two We have Ozen, which is B'mispar Katan Echad. And then we have Shana, which is B'mispar Katan Echad. So here you have, in Yehuda and Yosef, you have the fixing of the Makom. And Yedaber Na'avdecha, you have the fixing of the human soul, the Nefesh, because that's where speech comes from. And Ozen, he's speaking into his ear, that's the Gematria Katan 1:13, which is Echad. Right, Echad is Gematria 13. And Shana is also the Mispar Katan Echad. It's Gematria 13. So that fixes the Shana. Ki kamocha kiparo. Bigamach Gematria Tehillim. Imakolo Vaosios. So if you take the Gematria of Ki kamocha kiparo, then you add one with the kolel, and then you add the number of osios, the number of letters in the word ki kamocha kiparo, you're going to get the same gematria as Tehillim. Shal yidei tikun ashan, maybe you need Ruach HaKodesh to say these ideas, that through fixing of ashan, olam, shana, nefesh, what are you doing? Ki kamocha kiparo, like you like paro, you're ma'orer, you're arousing malchus bivachinas David HaMelech. You're arousing Malchus kingship, which is Tehillim. We know David HaMelech is the Mechaber, is the author of Tehillim. All the days he was Osek in Tehillim. And Kikamocha Kaparo, Paro is the Melech. So through what you did earlier in the Pasuk, of fixing Olam Shana Nefesh, you are coming to the Bechina of Malchus. You're arousing kingship in the world. Kikamocha Kaparo is Tehillim, is Malchus, David HaMelech, always saying Tehillim. And that's what it says in the Midrash, in Bereishis Rabbah 93:2, Hadu Dichsiv. That's what it means when it says in the pasuk, Ki Inea Malachim No Adu, Hashvatim Amrum No Malachim Medainim Zeim Ze, Anu Mach Paslanu. This is like a meeting of kings. So in Pashpshah in the Midrash, it's talking about Yehuda and Paro. But besides that, we have Paro and Malchus Shemayim. So that's another bechina of kings. Beautiful. Continues the tzaddik in the next piece. Yidaber na'avdecha b'adnei b'osnei Adoni. Let your master speak words in your ears, in the ears of my master. Perish tishmeini b'lima turgeman. You should listen to me without a translator. Ba'yichar apcha. That's the explanation. Ba'yichar apcha b'avdecha sh'ani mafchit b'zeh kvodecha. De'eno l'kavra melech. Ledaber imish pashut. Don't get angry at me that I'm lessening your kavod, because it's not the kavod of a king, it's not the dignity, within the dignity and honor of a king, to speak with a simple man. Like the rabbis tell us in Megillah 16a, that before Achashverosh, found out that Esther was a bas melachim, was the daughter of kings, he spoke with her through a meturgeman. And then afterwards, when Esther said, Esther comes from such a chash of a family, Esther comes from descended from Shaul. So when Esther said where she's from, so then Paro was willing to speak to her without a meturgeman. No, on the contrary, if you speak to me, you'll have more chashivas, more kavod. Why? Ki kamocha ki paro. Because you understand every, like you like Paro, you understand every language like a king. So you might think that it's not covered to speak with an ish pashut, but I'm telling, with a simple person, like Achashverosh only wanted to speak with a meturgeman to Esther, but I'm telling you that it's going to bring you more importance. Adoni shalas avod of leimar, hakavna lo yisarak she'ela v'abrei b'yadeinu l'hashiv alo, ela gazart aleinu shenashiv l'cha. So when you add, the pasuk says that you asked, your servants saying, you weren't just asking us and we have a choice whether or not to answer. We were forced to answer. And the Gemara says in Adarim 27b that if you're forced, there's an onus, you're even allowed to make an unshrew neder. If there's an onus, you're allowed to make a neder that you're mibeis hamelech, from the house of the king, even if you're not. So we were forced to answer you. Afal pichein adin hoter afal and therefore, according to halacha, we were allowed to hide from you the truth. Afal pichain v'nomer la'adoni, nevertheless we said to my master, lo kichadnu mimcha davar, we didn't hide anything from you. Kein l'charosh anachnu anashim b'nei nimus v'derech eretz. So you see, we're menschlich people. We didn't hide anything from you. You asked, we answered. V'hinei minag ha'malachim k'shetzrichim lidrosh ha'mischabim mehem, the minag of kings, when they have to find somebody who's hiding from them, mavtichim, they promise, she'af al pi she'yavu lefneim yinichu achach le'elich le'etzono. So the guy's hiding, and the king says, you know what, if you come to me, if you reveal yourself, I'll give you amnesty, I'll let you go, you can go wherever you want. V'nikrazem michtav barzel, this is called, I've never heard of this before, but it's called a michtav barzel, a letter of iron. This is it. It's like it's an iron. It's very, very strong. That if the king promises you he's going to let you go, then he's going to let you go. V'yadua d'shum melech eino mishaker b'michtav barzel. It's known that no king lies with a michtav barzel. The king, if he says it, he's going to do it. K'moken anachnu hemanu lecha b'omrucha ridu alai v'asim eini olav. And so too, we believed you. When you said, "Horidu elai v'asimeini olav," that when we said that, bring him down, bring Binyamin down, and let me look at him. She'achakach tishlechenu l'shalom, that afterwards you'll send us away in peace. Afilu b'ofen she'ischayv be'ezachet, even if there's some type of sin. Ki kein mishpat michtav barzel. That's the way the michtav barzel works. If you promised, you said, you said, and now you want to go against the laws of kings. How can that be? That was Yehuda's taina. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we did a few pieces. We did three shtiglach. And just to clarify, I don't think it was clear before, but we asked Akasha in the second shtickle that it says at the end of the previous parasha, he was matzik the din. He would have justified Yosef. So why is he coming with another taina? And then we went into the whole thing of olam, shana, nefesh, right, being mamtik the dinim, which is what Yehuda did, and we proved that there was a hamtaki or a sweetening of olam, shana, nefesh based on various gematrias. So that answers the question. That's what I didn't make clear. That really answers the question. Question is, why was he coming with a new taina? Because now he's sweetened the dinim. So beforehand, that's it. We're going to be avadim. It's over. But now he's trying to sweeten the dinim and make everything better. Even though in the previous parasha he conceded to Yosef, because then the dinim were very strong still. But now that he's trying to be mamtik the dinim, he's hoping to get a better result. Okay, I'm glad that we clarified that. And we should be zoche mir Hashem to learn more and see neflos mitaras Hashem and be zoche to kol abrachos v'yeshuos baruch nias begashmias mir Hashem lanu l'kol beis Yisrael. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.